Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show of the Midlands here on 103.5 FM and 560 AM WVOC. All right, we continue our social distancing experiment here on this Saturday morning. Michael Nicholson now joins us via the stream here, the co-owner of the Moving Squad. Michael, good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, there'll be a slight delay. And we'll just get kind of used to it here, I guess. But you guys are out and rolling. And tell us, let's spend some time and talk about what's going on in the world and right around here with this coronavirus. I mean, is this how is this impacting what you guys do as a small business?
I mean, it's slowed a little. We're still busy. We're doing a lot of moves, but to say that, I can still do some more is we can still do more, but, the guys are still moving. We're still doing, 5 or 6 moves a day. So, things are steady. Like you said, as far as just a lot of the small local businesses out there, make sure that we all, keep them in our hearts and minds and prayers to, do what we can for each other.
So many things have been canceled, postponed, moved, or whatever. I mean, one of the things, for example, downtown Main Street every Saturday, Soda City. Obviously, that's not taking place right now. And I know you coordinate and network with a lot of small local businesses. What sorts of things do you hear, Michael, from the folks?
I will tell you, with the Soda City market, I do know a good, 15, 20 of the vendors down there that, that's a very important Saturday, every Saturday for them. And now that that's gone, there's certainly some anxiety. I know a number of them are getting together on Saturdays and on 12th Street, just down from Krispy Kreme at Little Duck Kombucha. I know a lot of them are starting to get together there on Saturdays so that, they can still try to, provide something, for their families and also, be able to provide for the customers that they have.
We're talking about.
So I certainly would encourage anyone to.
Yeah, no, go ahead. That's fine, man. Yeah, we're going to have a little bit of a delay, a lag time here, but hey, we'll just deal with it. It's the least of our worries, right?
Yes, sir. That is correct. That is correct. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. And stay 6 feet away from everybody.
Which is why I've got you wherever you are right now, and I'm over here, I guess. but I mean, seriously, Michael, this is...
Yes, sir, I'm actually...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm actually out on the job site right now. I'm just off to the side for the moment.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's not do this while you're driving, right? We're going to take all precautions that we can. But again, I mean, we talk about... businesses, I mean, some are better equipped to handle this than others, obviously. It depends on what business you're in. But, I mean, a small business here in this area, boy, you talk about restaurants being, shut down. You have the takeout delivery option, I know. But so much of what we like to do is go out with friends and family and socialize and get together. And now that, you can't do that, some of these, just take restaurants again as an example. They're already being very hard hit by this, and there's not like a long leash for some of these companies. You could go a couple of weeks like that, and it could be difficult to recover from.
Yes, sir, I will agree with that. Sometimes you've only got 2 or 3 weeks, as far as backup, and if that's lost, who knows where you're going to go. I know the South Carolina small businesses. Got some things that they're trying to help us out with. I know us at the Moving Squad, we're certainly, looking there as well for some help also. And make sure, that, we can take care of our guys, but you certainly want to, help other people. But, yeah, the restaurants, trying to do takeout, they're running stuff to the curb, the ones with drive-thrus, as far as I know, a lot of them have adapted and trying to do some deliveries. But, running 40 deliveries never replaces – when you have, your brick and mortar dining room open and, you can have, 200 come through.
All right. You mentioned you've been in touch with the Small Business Administration and the folks. What sort of things are you hearing from them? I mean, what sort of things for the small business person are they offering up, or are they telling you right now? What advice are they giving you?
Well, actually, just be smart with what you're doing. Don't overreact. Cut back where you can as far as, money going, out the door for extra things that you're doing. But of course, if you cut back there, then you're hurting another business on the other side. So we're certainly trying not to, but basically, you know, they just gave a little bit of a helping hand, a nice ear to hear, but most of it's directed to the federal Small Business Administration. And as far as, you know, having some stuff available for us, you know, some zero interest loans with some very, I guess I would say a lot easier terms on payback. You know, they're going to allow you to kind of work through this, recover, and then you can start the payments up.
Right. Now, again, with what you guys are doing, you said, yeah, business is down a little bit, but you're still running 5-6 times a day, whatever. What sort of things are you hearing from your customers? Now, you guys are in a unique business. You're going into folks' homes. You're dealing with their stuff. You know, your sentimental things, you name it. Are you hearing, what are you guys hearing when you walk into somebody's house right now? I guess they're going to want to know you're taking all the proper precautions, number one.
Yes, sir, that is the case. You know, I've got jugs on the trucks, you know, where guys are washing their hands. Of course, we're washing hands everywhere. We've got hand sanitizer. You know, just making sure to be, you know, intentional with the way that we work to, you know, protect the customers and protect ourselves. But yeah, I mean, you know, moving's, you know, just the same regardless of when we're doing it. I will say, you know, prayer and, you know, just making sure to stay, you know, use positive thoughts and just, you know, saying, hey, you know, we are, you know, we're all tough. We can get through this, you know, a little inconvenience, not that big a deal, you know, just like everything, you know, if you look at it happy instead of looking at it negative, you know, it's the outcome's going to be what you use your mind to look at it as.
Yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt. Well, you know, I mean, life does go on, right? It's a little different for all of us, but life does go ahead. And, you know, we're getting into that time of the year now. Spring has already sprung for us. And this is typically the time of the year when, you know, things do get very busy in the home buying and selling industry. And, with your business, with the moving squad, do you got any tips for us? You know, right now I get it that, you know, if some people are just thinking, yeah, I might want to move or buy a new house or sell this one, maybe they're putting it off a bit right now. But for so many folks, they don't have a choice, job transfers or what have you. They've got to make those moves right now. Any tips? Again, we talk about this from time to time, that if somebody's thinking about in the next couple of months getting their home up on the market, what sort of things should you be looking at right now from a perspective of getting ready for that big move?
Yeah, I will tell you, you know, houses are still selling all the time. I will tell you, a couple closings have gone south and, you know, postponed some unloads maybe a week here and there. But as far as just getting ready, you know, go ahead and get the attic cleaned out. You know, you can grab a storage unit, start decluttering as far as just running boxes, you know, out of the house, getting things back that you're not going to, you know, need, say, till August. And then when it comes down to, you know, getting the house ready to stage, you know, that's less work you got to do then. You know, maximize our time around the house now and just go ahead and get those little things taken care of. You know, run around grabbing boxes from the, you know, the grocery stores or wherever, or you can just order some online and have them shipped to your house. But just taking a lot of those extra precautions, doing things ahead of time instead of waiting until the last minute to do it. But I mean, houses are selling, you know, 24, 48 hours. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll get calls from customers that'll say, hey, you know, we listed our house yesterday. We thought we're going to have a month or so before we had to do this. But Michael, I need you here today to give me an estimate because we got to move in 3 weeks. You know, we got an all cash offer on the house. So
wow.
Just be ready.
Yeah. Good for them. Well, let's ask you this then. You talk about, you know, being ready, being prepared. And certainly, you know, I've worked with you guys in the past, and you'll do a fabulous job, of course. But, you know, for somebody that just, they want to check around, they want to talk to a couple of folks, you know, get some estimates and see what's the best deal. Be careful of the best deal sometimes. I know you've told us before in the past. But what sort of questions should somebody be asking as you contact a moving company to try to find out make sure we're talking apples and apples here, not apples and oranges.
Yeah, certainly I understand that. I would say the first thing you want to do is just make sure they're a licensed mover. Make sure they have their insurance. I can tell you I'm more than happy to send my Accord form over. The Accord form is the insurance form. But that shows where I have coverage. It shows my auto, my liability, my cargo. You know, make sure to look at the Office of Regulatory Staff's website, ors.sc.gov. You can look up any mover in the state of South Carolina. And I would say, don't necessarily get hung up on the hourly rate. You want to make sure to pay attention to the final invoice number because, you know, two men can come in and it takes 8 hours for them to move you. You know, they're tired at hour six. They're going to, you know, start rubbing and bumping stuff. Or you can have three or four men come in and have you done in 3 or 4 hours. You know, the final invoice is going to be less than it is from there. So, like you said, make sure, you know, to compare apples to apples, oranges to oranges. But I will say, always get at least two, if not three estimates, you know, and just get your feel from the person that comes there and takes a look at it. You know, do they look professional? You know, are they handling themselves in a professional manner? Do they give you that warm, fuzzy feeling that, you know, makes you feel comfortable?
Yeah. And again, to explain to folks who, you know, okay, last time I moved, it was the first time I had moved in almost 20 years. And I didn't know all the right questions to ask. And, when I sat down with you at the house a couple of years ago, I mean, you laid out everything. And are all moving companies, is it an hourly rate for everybody, or does that vary from one company to another, or is that state law? How's that laid out?
Well, I will say, as far as the way that we charge, the majority of the licensed companies in South Carolina are based on time. You'll have your interstate movers, which go based on weight. And I would say if it is on weight, you want an empty weight ticket and then you want a loaded weight ticket. Always explain, ask for both.
Yeah, explain the difference. Well, obviously, I know empty weight and loaded weight, but what do you – I mean, it's going to be a loaded truck,
well,
right?
Well, I mean, yeah, there is. But, I mean, there's – you know, when you go load it – or I'm sorry, when you go weigh it empty, you know, the fuel tanks are empty. The guys get out of the truck. They weigh it. Then when they load the truck – you know, they'll fill the tanks up and then, you know, four guys will get in the cab and then they'll go weigh the truck again. There's certainly, I would tell you, you know, please pay attention. You know, there's scales all over the Midlands. It's, you know, it's really, you know, maybe a 10-15 minute inconvenience to say, hey, I'm just going to follow y'all to the scales right quick so I can get my weight ticket. You know, don't have to be, you know, mean about it, rude about it, but, you know, say, hey, I just want to follow you there. Now, as far as for the hourly rates, I always say, you know, I like to use text message. And so I'll just text message, you know, my partner, Tim, and say I'm on site. And so therefore I have a timestamp. So I would just, you know, message your friend or something like that. Okay, mover's here. That way, if you need to reference back to a time, you've got a timestamp on your text message. And then if we, you know, if the company starts and stops their billing from the yard, all you got to do is GPS the yard from right there. And then you know the time.
Let me get back to this weighted, unweighted thing, because we talked about everybody gets the hourly thing, but so there's a charge by weight too?
Well, what they'll do is they'll base the rate, or they'll base what they charge you off the weight of your items. You know, so if they say that, okay, you're going to take up, you know, 600 cubic square feet and that weighs, you know, 5,200 pounds. So they'll charge you off the 5,200 pounds.
Okay, so that in addition to the hourly charge or the hourly rate.
Yes, sir. As far as for the interstate movers.
Okay, I gotcha. And I know we've talked about this.
And I will say one thing, that I left off when we were talking about, you know, things to ask. How does the moving company cover your items? Are they covered at 60 cents per pound, which is a state minimum, or do they have additional insurance that covers your items more? Do they cover TVs? Do they cover artwork? Do they cover china? Do they cover crystal? You know, as far as your valuables, you know, what is the process for replacement if worst case scenario should happen? You know, what is the process? What do they do? And have all that information up front and make sure you feel good about it.
Yeah, and let's reiterate that 60 cents figure you just mentioned. That's the state regulation. That's not 60 cents on the dollar. That's 60 cents on the pound. And
yes, sir, that is correct. On the pound.
You can have some small light things of something. $5,000
item that weighs 10 pounds, you're looking at $6. $6. Don't do math on the air.
No, I try never to do that. All right. Michael Nicholson, the co-owner of the Moving Squad. Folks, how can they reach you, my friend?
Just call the Moving Squad to get it done at 803-915-SQUAD.
Oh, we had a cameo there.
Our PSCORS is 9859. And the website, movingsquadscforsouthcarolina.com. And that's 915-SQUAD, 7782.
All right. That must have been your son we just heard from.
Yes, sir.
A little cameo. All right, very nice. Well, let's hope we can get back together in the studio here sometime soon and not have to keep employing social distancing. But you know what? We all got to do what we got to do, right? Thank you, sir. Thank you, Michael. Have a good weekend, buddy. Be safe.
Thank you, sir.